Dave and Dejanovic, your morning companions for talk, analysis, and key perspectives on Utah's biggest stories on KSL News Radio. Dave and Dejanovic, special coverage of the top national story.
Well, it was a busy weekend back in Washington, D.C., where Republican Speaker of the House Mike Johnson got the House to agree to some really huge foreign aid spending, nearly $100 billion.
I think we did our work here, and I think history will judge it well.
My first reaction when I heard this was, what just happened? Did Republicans just give Democrats everything they wanted for nothing in return? Because I remember when the Ukraine funding bill that was negotiated in the Senate passed, there was a bunch of money sent to Ukraine, Israel, Taiwan, all of that stuff. But they got all of these concessions tied to securing the southern border. That's what the Senate had negotiated. But the House tanks that. They're like, no, absolutely not. Not good enough. Well, now it seems like they just passed all of the funding without any of the good southern border stuff. Like, and I think that's in part why Texas Representative Chip Roy is scratching his head.
Unfortunately, without border security, I can't go back to the people I represent and say, hey, we're doing nothing for you for the border, but here's another $95 billion for foreign aid. I can't support that.
So I would like to hear, I'll be interested to ask Boyd Matheson about this. I want to know what Republicans are doing right now or how they justify this, saying, we just took one of our biggest political footballs and we just booted it to the moon.
Well, they're mad at Mike Johnson. That's right. The far right's mad at Mike Johnson. They've already threatened to toss him from his speakership. I think the guy's doing a pretty good job. I've been more impressed than I thought I would be. He's doing a job. Isn't the speakership kind of largely sort of an administrative role anyway? You got to negotiate, and sometimes you have to negotiate with everybody to get something done. But what's the alternative? Don't fund Ukraine. Let Russia just wallop Ukraine and keep on going if they want to. Don't fund Israel, one of our strongest allies. What's the alternative there? And the southern border, I'm sorry, it's like when I hear the southern border, I hear southern blah, 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 because this has been going on for decades. So you're going to put it on his lap to finalize the deal to get the funding to the southern border because you're making it an election year topic? So I don't really feel like Speaker Johnson had much of a choice other than to get this pushed through, and he did it. He did it this weekend. He did it fairly overwhelmingly, and he may pay a price for that. We don't know. We don't know. It depends on what the Marjorie Taylor Greens of the world decide to do.
Yeah. Matt Gaetz booted Kevin McCarthy because he negotiated with the Democrats. He didn't like funding the government. So what are you looking for, Republicans? I'm not entirely certain what message you're sending, because right now you just send a message. Yeah, we do want to fund Ukraine and Taiwan and Israel. And oddly enough, we're going to include a TikTok ban in the middle of this.
So weird.
As well. So super random. But what happened to the southern border? What's the plan now?
Well, House Speaker Mike Johnson did get 77% of the House to support it. It's now moving over to the Senate. The president has already come out and said, get it to my desk. I want to sign this thing. Let's get an update from America in the Morning's John Stolness on what happened in D.C. this weekend.
The House took separate votes on foreign aid, that vote a second ago, to continue funding Ukraine's war effort against Russia. After the vote, some lawmakers waved Ukrainian flags on the House floor. One of the fiercest critics of sending aid to Ukraine, Republican Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene, apoplectic following the vote.
This is the sellout of America today. When we had members of Congress in there waving the Ukrainian flag on the United States House of Representatives floor, while we're doing nothing to secure our border, I think every American in this country should be furious.
In all, $61 billion will go to Ukraine. Aid to Israel and Taiwan also saw broad bipartisan support. Everything that passed will now be bound together and sent to the Senate as one bill. Speaker Johnson on why he pushed the House to act.
Three of our primary adversaries, Russia and Iran and China, are working together. And they're being aggressors around the globe. And they're a global threat to our prosperity and our security.
Republican Congressman Chip Roy not happy Speaker Johnson pursued foreign aid apart from a revamped border security bill.
Unfortunately, without border security, I can't go back to the people I represent and say, hey, we're doing nothing for you for the border. But here's another $95 billion for foreign aid. I can't support that.
Republicans Thomas Massie and Paul Gosar have joined Green on that motion. Congressman Massie urging Speaker Johnson to resign. Johnson telling reporters following the vote that he's not worrying about his future.
I don't walk around this building being worried about a motion to vacate. I have to do my job.
On NBC's Meet the Press, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky praising Congress for the much needed assistance.
First of all, I'd like to say thanks to the Congress for the bipartisan support. And I'd like to say thanks to Speaker Johnson.
The bill likely will easily pass the Senate, Republican Senator Lindsey Graham on Fox News Sunday.
This idea, give up on Ukraine, makes the world safer. If you pull the plug on Ukraine because you don't have enough capability, there goes Taiwan.
The House also passed a bill that would force the company that owns TikTok to sell it or face a national ban. John Stolness, Washington.
Didn't that just sound like such an afterthought, the TikTok angle to it?
Yeah.
Oh, and by the way.
Oh, it'll be challenged in court.
TikTok too.
Yeah, and all of this brouhaha over TikTok back in Congress will be challenged in court, and we'll see where that goes. But it's going to be years before that ban, in my view, sees the end of the light. I mean, it's going to be challenged in court. They'll probably put a pause on the ban. They've already extended the ban or the sale. They've given TikTok at least up to a year to sell this thing. They've gone from 6 months. So we'll see where that one goes. But for now, I guess Speaker Johnson's not going to walk around scared that he's going to lose his job, saying that they're sending money. We're sending $95 billion, and not all of it to Ukraine, but...
It's an old military adage, but we would rather send bullets to the conflict overseas than our own boys, our troops. And I think this is an important moment, an important opportunity to make that decision. We allowed the House to do that, and I expect the Senate will make the same decision.
And most Republicans support this. Oddly enough, Democrats were really united around the Ukraine aid. It was Republicans that were hesitant to send, but still almost three-quarters of the House of Representatives supported the Ukraine aid.
So how it breaks down is $17 billion will go to Israel, $60 billion will go to Ukraine, Taiwan will get some as well, and then there was that TikTok ban. It's totally one of these things is not like the other. We'll talk to Boyd about this more in the 11 o'clock hour to get his take and his inside knowledge on what went down there. But the one thing that you brought up, Dave, is that this was all like bifurcated into four separate bills, but which made it sound like they were doing a good thing by voting on legislation separately. But at the end of the day, they bundled it all up and voted on it together.
It is kind of interesting. That's what they're sending to the Senate. But I thought it was fascinating because this has been a big thing for Mike Johnson. He doesn't like these bills that are just all lumped together, you know, where one has nothing to do with the other. So Ukraine aid has nothing to do with the TikTok ban. So he's always wanted to vote individually on these things. And that's basically what he did. He made everybody vote on Israel. Okay, that passes. Now let's vote on Ukraine. And he did a good job of that. Practically speaking, now the way you send it to the Senate, that's a little weird where you're like, okay, we said yes to all this. Now you guys can just vote on this one big package.
Always drama back in D.C. Straight ahead. Hey, parents, it is you versus the online creeps. And this is for the battle over your child's safety and mental well-being. The warning from Utah cops and a family who lost their son to suicide because of this. Next.